Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local now for a Wednesday. We'll get to Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, in just a couple of minutes. I want to say just one quick thing. I want to say one quick thing about this college admission scandal. There are a lot of folks that are culpable. The universities, well, I'll just leave it at that. The colleges and universities that were involved in this thing are certainly a factor. Parents. You know, parents are supposed to be the adults in the room. I would understand if the pressure of getting into the college of their choice would encourage kids from making mistakes. Now, they wouldn't have the wherewithal to come up with $1 million or $2 million or whatever it is. But simply put, the bottom line is the adults in the room should have known better. The adults in the room, they are the ones. They are the ones that that should be. And by the way, should they do hard time? I don't know. Should Felicity Huffman do hard time? I don't know. I really, honestly don't. I will tell you this. It's ugly. It is ugly. Coming up, we're going to be joined by Chuck Muth. We're going to take our break early in this hour. We're going to take the break early. We got some technical difficulties we're trying to sort through, and we'll do that here momentarily. We'll get Chuck Muth on. I want to find out what he thinks. I want to find out what he thinks about this. This is bizarre. We're going to take a break, and then we'll get to Chuck Muth. How about that? As we continue live and local now.
When I shine, like right now, you're driving around a curve in the highway, I hit you square in the face and you don't see the car in front of you stop short. And if you've got cut rate insurance, well, that's not too bright. So get Allstate, where agents help keep you protected from mayhem. Like me.
Are you in good hands?
Call Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation. Let Sam Peters make sure you have the insurance protection you need at a price you can afford. To get a quote today, call Sam at 702-870-4000. That's 870-4000. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
My fellow Nevadans, have you been wanting to start a new business but just don't know where to start? Do you have dreams of being independent and free to use your creativity? I'm Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. It's our mission to help small business owners get their doors open. This year, the Taylor Consulting Group is celebrating our 10-year anniversary. To date, we have helped over 1,000 small businesses get started here in our great state of Nevada. If you want to open a tavern, a supper club, a cafe, or a banquet facility, we can help. Our firm specializes in gaming licensing, liquor licensing, zoning matters, and government affairs. We are your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties. Crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
On across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's Live and Local Now. Kevin Wall with you. Good to have you with us. He is traveling today. We don't know where, but let's find out. Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. Chuck, where are you today?
Kevin, I think I've become a believer in climate change.
Oh, my God. Where are you?
I'm down in Phoenix. I brought my little leaguer, my 12-year-old son, down to Phoenix for some spring training games, and we got to the stadium last night, and gosh, we had box seats, front row, right next to the dugout. We got some autographs, and then three pitches into the game, it got rained out.
I know. Oh, my God. Yeah, in fact, I watched, I guess, two nights ago when they played in a driving rainstorm, but somehow they kept the game going. Last night they got smart, and they said, we're not going to make people sit through nine innings of this. Good. Yeah. Well, hey, but the good thing is you got that major league experience, walking into a stadium, sitting down with popcorn and hot dogs and all of that. Did you get to go to a game today?
Well, yeah. Matter of fact, I went online and bought another ticket for this afternoon's game, and it's clear today, a little bit chilly, but I don't think we're going to get rained out. The really bad thing last night was that it was Pabst Blue Ribbon night, and so I didn't get to enjoy my $3 PBR.
Darn it. Hey, let me just ask you, because we are getting into week number six. We're into week six of the 80th Nevada legislature. 5 weeks. How much bad stuff have the Democrats done in Carson City so far?
Well, there's a lot of bad stuff that's been introduced. Of course, we've got a few weeks to go yet before the deadline where bills have to either be passed out of committee or they die on the vine. So we've still got a little ways to go yet. And there's still a lot of bills that haven't been completely drafted and introduced yet. So it's a long way to go. But again, we've known all along that this was going to be a very bad session if you're a limited government conservative. There's been a lot of bad bills already introduced. There's been some good ones, too. But it's still going to be a couple of weeks before we really, really know exactly how bad it's going to be once the deadline hits for bill introduction and whether or not a bill gets a hearing or dies.
Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, joining us. Let me just ask you, Monday, Kelvin Atkinson, the former speaker, president of the Senate, ended up pleading guilty to multiple federal counts, all kinds of really bad stuff involving converting campaign funds to his own personal account. I guess my question is, your impressions. I know a lot of people will say, well, I guess they're all doing it. They're not all doing it in Carson City, but there does among Democrats, whether it be here locally in Southern Nevada or around the state, kind of almost a culture of corruption. And I'm curious your thoughts on the crimes of Kelvin Atkinson.
Well, you know, I took a little bit of a different tack on this. What struck me was the fact that Kelvin Atkinson was in his leadership position as Senate Majority Leader, really in large part because he was both black and because he was gay. And news stories after news story after news story played that identity politics angle. Like, isn't it so wonderful that, a black man has risen to this top leadership position, that a gay man has risen to this top leadership position? And that was supposed to be wonderful. But what we found out is that it really doesn't matter what color you are, what sexual orientation you are. You're either a person of good character or you're not. And I really hope that people eventually start to come around to that and realize that it doesn't really matter if you're a man or a woman, black or white, gay or straight. What really matters is what you are as a person, and start really looking deeper beyond skin color and gender orientation when we're involved in a political campaign.
And by the way, on the day that Paul Manafort is being sentenced in Washington, your words really ring true. It doesn't matter race, color, sexual orientation. It doesn't matter. Bad is bad.
It really is. And, I get it. I know that there are constituencies out there who have been underrepresented in the past. Look, Nevada has, for the first time, I think anywhere in the country, a majority female legislature. And I understand why people were playing that up. And again, it's part of the identity politics thing. But let's face it, if you're a limited government conservative, the majority of that majority are liberals. And, if women pass a whole bunch of bills that restrict our liberty, that raise our taxes, that grow government, I'm not comfortable with that, whether it's men, a majority of men doing that or a majority of women doing that. It really doesn't matter. What matters and should matter is both the policies that they are pursuing and the way they vote. And again, back to the original question of character, which, as you said, Kevin, that's a minority. I mean, yeah, we've seen a lot of it from a number of Democrats coming out of the legislature over the past 10 years. But there are bad Republicans out there, too, and let's be honest about that. But really, those are the kinds of questions that I wish voters were focusing on rather than the surface issues of identity politics.
Hey, Chuck, let me just ask you. The legislature, I know it's still early in the game, but I'm curious how much bad stuff, like, for instance, AB 186, that deals with electing a president not by the Electoral College in this state, but by popular vote. How dangerous is that as a potential change to how we do business?
You know, I think this is probably bad for Nevada because we're a small state and we can be overrun by the desires of larger states. But I've talked to the people who are pushing this issue, and it really goes a lot deeper than what the surface news stories are saying. There is an argument for doing this if they do it correctly, but in general, I'm opposed, again, because I'm so worried that a state as small as Nevada, which is 5 electoral votes, can have their vote changed by being part of this compact. So, you know, I think it is a dangerous thing. There is an argument to be made. I think people should look deeper into it and make sure they fully understand this. But overall, from what I've seen, I still object to it.
I want to ask you, because we've all wondered how long the honeymoon would last. There are 8 Republicans in the state Senate, and it is the 8 that must stand together. Otherwise, Democrats can do anything they want, including tax increases, and they can do it with 2/3. And I guess my question is, are the 8, at least from what we've seen early on, are they standing together, or is there a slippage, if you will?
Well, I think there's a slippage already. I think that we're dead in the water. If the Democrats need one vote to get their 2/3, I'm very confident that they'll get that one vote. You probably have 2, maybe 3 solid conservatives out of those 8, and it's going to be very easy for Democrats to peel off 1 or 2 or more on important votes. So far, we haven't had any really, really big votes as far as fiscal conservatism are concerned with tax increases, but they're coming. Kevin, you and I both know they're coming. And it's just a shame. I've said this from dating back to November or whenever they finally finalized the Keith Pickard race, that even though the Democrats do not have technically a supermajority, realistically they do, because there's so many Republicans who are willing to cross the aisle and vote for bad stuff.
Are there any issues that you're going to be looking at over the course of the next week or so, stuff that may be coming up that you think we need to zero in on?
Well, all of them, true. I think one of the big ones right now is to see what they do with changing the prevailing wage law that is going to reinstitute prevailing wage on government contracts for like schools and buildings. That's going to drive the cost of those buildings up again, which is going to take money, especially when it comes to schools, money that could be used to put in the classroom. But this is a sop to organized labor, and that's the Democrats' constituency, and they are, unlike Republicans, very good at taking care of their base and making sure that their base remains happy. So I suspect it's going to go through, and again, if somehow it constitutes a tax hike that requires a 2/3, they'll get one of those or more of the Republicans in the Senate to pass it.
By the way, of the 8, who are the most likely to turn, to flip?
I think it's probably easier to say who are the least likely to turn. I think that the state Senate minority leader, James Settlemyer, is a pretty solid fiscal conservative. Ira Hansen's a pretty solid fiscal conservative. The rest of them, depending on the issue, depending on what enticements might be held out there or what threats might be used against them, I think any of the other 6 could easily be turned on any given issue.
Okay, I've got to talk about it. Everybody around the country is talking about it, except maybe CNN and MSNBC. They have not covered this at all. And I'm talking about the college admission scandal. Felicity Hoffman and others, among 50 people that got caught up in this college admission scandal. You're a parent, and I know that you'd do anything to help your children to succeed in life. Would you go to this extent, or would you just would you just build a building in your name on a campus somewhere?
Yeah, no, absolutely not. That's not the way I was raised, and I'm sure it wasn't the way you were raised either, Kevin. If you want to get into college, you should get in on your merits. What these parents did and these educators who were involved in this is just outrageous. The point is that for every one of these students who got in because of these shenanigans, that denied someone else who was more deserving to get in, and is absolutely wrong. It's not, you know, as much as I'd love to do almost anything to help my kids succeed and get into a good college if that's what they chose to do, what these folks did broke the law. I mean, it went way over the line, and I hope they have the book thrown at them for it.
Do you think even, like, actresses should be thrown in jail?
I think a lot of actresses should be thrown in jail for a lot of reasons.
God, that's tough love, man. That's tough love.
Yeah, that is. No, I mean, this is wealth privilege, I guess, for lack of a better term. The rich believe that they can get an unfair advantage over the rest of us by virtue of the fact that they've obtained wealth. Now, you know, God bless them. I'm glad that they're wealthy, but you shouldn't be able to use that to get an unfair advantage over middle-class families and low-income students who may be more deserving. It's absolutely wrong. They knew it was wrong, and yes, I think that there should be a severe penalty. Whether or not they should go to jail for it or not, I guess we have to look at, you know, all the details a lot more in depth, but definitely there should be a severe penalty for this.
When you hear the prosecutor explain what happened, I mean, it's bizarre, and you say nobody could have even thought, even a screenwriter could not have thought up something like this, and yet it did happen. Do we put too much of an emphasis on college and where your child goes to college? I mean, I was just going to say, is this kind of the product of the pressure to get into the right college?
Yeah, this is a real problem in the country today. Students are racking up so much student debt to get a college degree that is really nowhere near as meaningful as it was 10, 20 years ago, where a lot of employers required that you had a college degree in order to get a job. Our economy isn't like that anymore. And the fact of the matter is there are a lot of jobs out there from technical and trade schools and those types of jobs that are paying a heck of a lot more than some of these useless college degrees that students are getting now. I mean, if you're majoring in women's studies, or most of the liberal arts programs, wonderful for you. It's great that you're getting an education. But if you want to use that to get a job in our economy, a job that people are willing to pay people for, those jobs just aren't there. And I think we're doing a real disservice by continuing to push students to get not only a college education, but from some of these Ivy League schools that are going to be virtually useless to them in the job market. I think we're doing a real disservice to our kids, and we need to refocus what is really important about getting a college education today.
Hey, Chuck, it's always good having you on. If folks want to know more about what you're doing, what you're up to, what you're writing about, where can they go?
Yeah, they can sign up for my free Moose Truths e-newsletter by going to NevadaNewsAndViews.com. That's NevadaNewsAndViews.com. Just enter your email address. We'll put you on the list.
Very good. Very good. Thank you so much. We will talk next week. And enjoy,
you got it, Kevin. Have a great one.
And enjoy the baseball. Enjoy the sunshine down in Arizona. There is a sentence. There's a sentence out there for Paul Manafort. We'll tell you what he got. Coming up next, I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now. Live and local now. Let's see. Actresses Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin among 50 charged in this massive college admission scam. It is a scandal. But it's worse when you actually hear what these people actually did. There was a news conference yesterday involving Andrew Lelling. He is the, what is he? The U.S. Attorney for the District of Massachusetts. And I want to begin with Cut 8. Because Cut 8, to me, kind of lays this thing out. And again, this is Andrew Lelling. He is the U.S. Attorney for the District of Massachusetts. This was at the news conference yesterday.
Overall, today we have charged three people who organized these scams, two SAT or ACT exam administrators, one exam proctor, one college administrator, nine coaches at elite schools, and 33 parents who paid enormous sums to guarantee their children's admission to certain schools through the use of bribes and fake academic and athletic credentials. A central defendant in the scheme, William Singer, will plead guilty today to charges of racketeering conspiracy, money laundering conspiracy, conspiracy to defraud the United States, and obstruction of justice. Singer allegedly ran a college counseling service and something called the Key Worldwide Foundation. Between roughly 2011 and 2018, wealthy parents paid Singer about $25 million in total to guarantee their children's admission to elite schools, including Yale, Georgetown, Stanford, the University of Southern California, the University of Texas, UCLA, and Wake Forest.
This is a little scary. And I pulled a bunch of this news conference for you because I want you to hear exactly what it is they did. And according to Andrew Lelling, let's go to cut seven. According to Andrew Lelling, he is the U.S. attorney for the District of Massachusetts, this scandal went well beyond cheating on SATs. As reprehensible as it is, I can remember taking my SATs and my ACTs, and I was scared to death. I was not a good standardized testing guy. I did not test well. I did okay. Got into a good school. Was accepted into Carnegie Mellon, believe it or not. But I want you to hear how this thing went well beyond just cheating on the SATs.
Beyond the SAT and ACT scam, parents also paid Singer money that he then used to bribe coaches and administrators to designate their children as recruited athletes for various schools. In return for bribes, coaches would use slots that their schools had allocated to them for the recruitment of athletes instead to take the applicants Singer had identified. Singer worked with the parents to fabricate impressive athletic profiles for their kids, including fake athletic credentials or honors, or fake participation in elite club teams. In many instances, Singer helped parents take staged photographs of their children engaged in particular sports. Other times, Singer and his associates used stock photos that they pulled off the internet, sometimes photoshopping the face of the child onto the picture of the athlete and submitting it in support of the applications for these children to elite schools. In one example, the head women's soccer coach at Yale, in exchange for $400,000, accepted an applicant as a recruit for the Yale women's team, despite knowing that the applicant did not even play competitive soccer. The student was in fact admitted, and afterward, the student's family paid Singer $1.2 million for that service. In addition to the standardized test scam and the college admissions scam, Singer also arranged for someone to take online high school classes in place of certain students so that those students could submit higher grades as part of their overall college application packages. The parents' payments to Singer for these services were made, at least in part, as charitable contributions to the sham charity that Singer had set up. At his direction, employees of the charity sent Singer's clients acknowledgement letters, falsely confirming that no goods or services had been exchanged for the purported donation. This enabled the parents to not only mask the true nature of the payment, but also take the tax write-off at the end of the year.
Is that incredible or what? Now I understand. If this were kids scamming, I could almost get it. There's a lot of pressure on kids to succeed. A lot of pressure put on them by their parents to get into the right schools. But this is the parents we're talking about. And Andrew Lelling, let's go to cut six. Andrew Lelling, the U.S. attorney for Massachusetts, talked directly about parents and their participation in this horrible, unbelievable scandal.
Today we have charged 33 parents nationwide with hiring Singer's Group to defraud testing companies and/or various universities. These parents are a catalog of wealth and privilege. They include, for example, CEOs of private and public companies, successful securities and real estate investors, two well-known actresses, a famous fashion designer, and the co-chairman of a global law firm. Based on the charges unsealed today, all of them knowingly conspired with Singer and others to help their children either cheat on the SAT or ACT and or buy their children's admission to elite schools through fraud. Singer's clients paid him anywhere between $100,000 and $6.5 million for this service, though the majority paid between $250,000 and $400,000 per student. This case is about the widening corruption of elite college admissions through the steady application of wealth combined with fraud. There can be no separate college admissions system for the wealthy, and I'll add that there will not be a separate criminal justice system either. Every year, hundreds of thousands of hardworking, talented students strive for admission to elite schools. As every parent knows, these students work harder and harder every year in a system that appears to grow more and more competitive every year. And that system is a zero-sum game. For every student admitted through fraud, an honest, genuinely talented student was rejected. The parents charged today, despite already being able to give their children every legitimate advantage in the college admissions game, instead chose to corrupt and illegally manipulate the system for their benefit. We're not talking about donating a building so that a school's more likely to take your son or daughter. We're talking about deception and fraud, fake test scores, fake athletic credentials, fake photographs, bribed college officials.
And of course, the colleges and universities have begun firing and suspending some of the college coaches and athletic officials, you know, associate athletic directors and people like that. I mean, that's already going on. Do you think, now, let me just ask you, do you think these major colleges, these elite universities, do you think they knew what was going on? I think they knew. And I think this may reach up to the highest level of these universities. I'm going to open up our phone lines right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And you tell me, who's at fault here? We as parents put a lot of pressure on our kids to be accepted into college. Oh, but not just into college, into the right university. We need you to get into Harvard, not UNLV. UNLV, we can snap our fingers and get you in. But Harvard? Be able to hang around Harvard Yard? Come on. You know what that pressure is like. Any of us who grew up, even in the day, there was pressure to get into a college. Because all of these jobs out there specified, required a college education, a college degree. Did we put too much of an emphasis on that, where even parents now have gotten caught up in it? Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you, where does the fault lie? You know the facts now. So tell me who's to blame. Is it this one guy, Singer? Is it the college coaches that accepted upwards of $400,000? And by the way, some of the coaches said, "Hey, I didn't accept a penny of it. I put it all back into my rowing program." Oh, really? Well, that's ill-gotten gains. Sorry. We're going to see what you think. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? Who is to blame for this scandal? And by the way, do you think it's still going on? My guess is it's still going on at other elite universities. We'll see what you think. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
This is Amy Emanuel, your Republican candidate for Las Vegas City Council Ward 1. I was raised with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and monetary responsibility. Las Vegas wants a representative that will support small business and spur job growth, promote pedestrian safety, and tackle our chronic homeless issue. I have the integrity and necessary experience to do this job. Please support me at the polls this April 2nd. A vote for Amy Emanuel will guarantee another conservative voice on the Las Vegas City Council, paid for and authorized by Committee to Elect Amy Emanuel.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
I'm John Sarpolis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Nevada Policy has been following legislative session closely, and we've been letting you know what bills you, as a taxpayer and a citizen, should be worried about. We're doing more than simply watching what happens in Carson City. We're making sure that taxpayers, citizens, and individuals have a voice. But we can't do it on our own. We depend on our partners throughout Nevada, individuals, parents, and taxpayers, who donate to our cause and support our mission. It's because of the generosity of our supporters that we're able to give a voice to taxpayers and fight for freedoms we hold dear. Visit NevadaPolicy.org/donate and partner with us today. Together, we can make sure that government lobbyists and insiders aren't the only voices heard in Carson City. That's NevadaPolicy.org/donate. This Nevada Policy update is supported by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
is live and local now. So good to have you with us. We're talking about 50 people charged in a massive college admissions scam. The fact is, I don't know where to begin on where to lay the blame. There's blame, plenty of blame to go around. The one thing I do know is that any of us that have gone through this, taking the SATs and the ACTs, it is a harrowing experience to begin with. But if you go into it knowing that the game is rigged, that there are going to be people that are going to get slots that I should have gotten, that is disturbing. Let's go to Mike. Mike in the Coachella Valley, you are up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I'm not really blaming the parents. I think, they just took advantage of something that was there, and they took it, And this is going on everywhere. Like, just last week right here in the local news, in Coachella Valley High School, there was a case of this Spanish teacher that's been teaching for 40 years, and she was told by the higher-ups that she had to change the grade of the student from an F to an A+. And they got a whole bunch of students rallied up. So it's going on everywhere. And I think it's just like the one saying goes, why does the dog lick himself, Because he can.
There you go. Well, there you go. I had my finger on the dump button just in case. Mike, let me ask you, though. We have always, your parents did it, I'm sure, my parents did it, the importance of a college education. Yet I know a lot of college grads who come out and they end up working for $12-13 an hour. Have we overemphasized the importance of a college degree, of a college education?
Well, I think so. I think there's like a lot of other careers that people should be getting into, and everybody, a lot of people are brainwashed to thinking that that's the only way to do it, to get ahead of life,
Wow. Wow. Well, see, that's there. I think therein lies the problem, that you've got an enormous pressure. Now even parents, successful parents, are feeling the pressure. I better spend $500,000 to get my kid into a good school, because they're too dumb to get in on their own. They don't have the grades, or they don't have the ACT score or the SAT score. By the way, in case you're wondering, and I know I had promised you this, and I apologize for not delivering on the promise right away, Paul Manafort gets an additional 43 months on conspiracy charges. He got 43 months last week, another 43 months this week. So, wow. Anyway, we will see what we shall see. Let's get back to your phone call, shall we? Let's go to Sherry. Sherry, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. What is your name again?
My name is Cheryl.
Cheryl, I'm sorry. I couldn't read my own writing.
Okay.
What's up, Cheryl?
Not a problem. Nothing much. I was just listening to you as I do every morning, and I can't believe this has gone on for ever how long. And put the blame, I'm sorry, it starts with the parents and goes straight to the top.
Parents are the adults in the room, are they not? They are expected to know right from wrong.
And exactly. And I'm sorry, but if the children were brought up knowing right from wrong, they should also know what their scores were and how they got into college. So they have been... I don't know, I can't think of the word, but anyway, duping these 4 years or the good job or took the place of a student that worked their butts off to get into college and didn't get accepted because there maybe wasn't a space or whatever the case may be. So I think the way it's going to come down, because who is involved, I think the coaches and all of those involved on that end of it will probably lose their jobs. The actresses and the CEOs, I think they will, because of them being popular and well-known, I think that they will either buy their way out of it. They'll get a slap on the wrist, unfortunately. I think it's fraud, and they should do jail time. And it would be very curious to see how many of those people that are getting caught doing this are Democrats.
That's
my take on it.
Hey, Cheryl, thank you. That was worth waiting for. Thanks, Cheryl. Appreciate the call. I think the parents are at the center of this thing. If there weren't parents hungry to get their child into an elite university, there would be no market for what Rick Singer was trying to sell. How many of you think that Felicity Huffman should go to jail? Or Lori Loughlin? You've loved them in various shows, Full House and Desperate Housewives. But how many of you think that they should actually do hard time? I mean, an actual prison sentence. A year, 4 years, whatever it is. I mean, this is serious stuff. Coming up, we're going to switch gears. I call it Vegas's best kept secret. And it's not Carrot Top. No. This is better than Carrot Top. I'm talking about the Rotary Club of Las Vegas. They do so much good in our community, yet a lot of people don't know that they're out there and that they're helping. We'll talk about that with the president-elect, Jackie Thornhill. Yeah. In fact, she's going to be in studio from the Rotary Club of Las Vegas. We'll do that and more coming up, live and local now. Hot air ballooning. Over the decades, many of you have enjoyed the freedom of flight, floating high above the Las Vegas Valley, overlooking the beauty and diversity of our great city. But one segment of our society has been denied that opportunity. Wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, in fact, anyone who's mobility challenged or might have trouble coming aboard. But all that has changed. Hey, Kevin Wall here, chairman of the board of Chariot of Fire Ballooning, a new 501c3 nonprofit. Our mission is to provide free or subsidized flights for those who can't afford it on one of a handful of hot air balloons in the world that are wheelchair accessible. Unlike other hot air balloons where you have to climb up and over into the basket, Chariot of Fire features a basket with a ramp so that everyone can come aboard with ease and with dignity. But I need your help. If you'd like to help wounded warriors and others in our community who are mobility challenged to live out their dream of flight, check out chariotoffireballooning.org. Your donation is tax deductible. That's chariotoffireballooning.org